Let's go. This man's got hoes. Don't do anything you don't want to do.
Alright. How does that look fucking shadow-wise?
Your mom made this? This is fucking cool shit.
Fucking Bonnie didn't make that at all. Bonnie couldn't do fucking anything like that. Bonnie really cook. He's gonna sew some shit.
Right. Who made it?
Somebody my dad knows.
Oh, okay.
Some woman who does that exclusively.
Bonnie couldn't do shit. Man, you really played every sport.
Every goddamn sport.
Unbelievable.
All right. That's a fucking clap right there. All right. We'll do a fucking intro, too, because Bonnie's not going to like that part.
Is it recording?
Yeah. Hold up. I'm going to have you move. Yeah. Because I gotta be leaned up on this thing because I gotta be on the mic. You can just lean back. You got
right. This is where I'd like to have this.
That's what you got.
So people know I'm like a relaxed guy.
All right. What's up, guys? Welcome to Rebecca Blair Bobber. I'm Blair Bobber. And this is a tough intro. You know what's funny? It takes me probably 6 or 7 times to get the intro in. After that, I can
skate. Hardest part
is okay. But I had times where I've gone, like, you never try and go so slow, like, you over exaggerate. Going slow and it just sounds like you're retarded.
That's my whole life.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Red About Blair Bomber. See, I clutter the run it because I can't even say the old name of the podcast.
Run it back with Blair Bomber.
How about this? You do the intro.
I should do like the Saturday Night Live guy.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And I don't watch enough Saturday Night Live. I don't even know what he does. Blair Bomber, and then they cut. You know.
Okay. What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. There it is, dude. Let's fucking go. 16 times that took. 16.
Money.
I had a buddy of mine. He like did this thing where you can like screenshot. You know, you can screenshot. But you can also take a recording of what you're of the screen. Like you can like go to like a find a website.
Oh, yeah.
Type in a click in. Didn't know you could do that.
You can do it as an app. It's on your phone.
Didn't know you could do that.
It's a game changer.
My guy did that for the pod, trying to plug it for me.
Yeah,
so nice. Shout out to my guy Andre. He's a great dude. And he did that, but then he hit play and it was the clip of me. It played was me going, Blair Bomber, that's fucking me. It's like, yeah, it's a fucking tough plug.
I mean, good enough.
And no one's listening to the fucking BNS podcast anyway.
I mean, yeah.
Sitting here with my guy, Tuck. Tucky, what's up, baby?
I'm fucking back.
You are, dude, you kind of like, you are having like a...
I'm the most booked guest on this podcast. Know that. Put some respect on that.
That's true.
I mean, this is my only credit. Eight time appearance on Blair, Run It Back with Blair Bomber.
Yeah, people are like,
drinking
what?
Drinking a CBD.
Does CBD work?
Oh, brother.
Seriously.
Does CBD? Absolutely,
dude.
What does
it do?
I mean, it just chill. I am so relaxed right now. It's like pot without the high. It's like the calmingness of pot, but without the high. But if you have too much, you get used to it. It doesn't work anymore. You can only do it like every month.
Oh, okay. So there's a cap on it.
Yeah. There's like everything in life. It just, you know, you can't get what you want.
Tolerance is such a real thing in everything.
I know.
But it... I mean, there's the obvious ones. There's the booze tolerance. There's the guys that can just chain smoke. Because you smoke. Have you had times where you've just fucking chain smoked and you get nothing out of it?
Hate smoking. It makes me feel terrible.
Do you get anything out of it, though?
Like, no, I just had one. I feel awful. But it's like, you know.
CBD was for?
I was like, I'll get a CBD to even me out.
You go dose, counterdose.
Yeah, yeah.
I need a pack of cigarettes and some CBD to chill me out.
Well,
I
really,
bad decisions.
I don't believe cigarettes are, anyone enjoys cigarettes. But I enjoy just like having a reason to leave a room. That's what a cigarette is, just a reason to leave the room.
I mean, you can just leave the room.
Well, I mean, that's what they say.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's what I do.
Yeah, I got to do something horrible to myself to leave the room.
Dude, I would walk out of conversations in Chicago in 30-degree weather, 15-degree weather, to go stand by you having a cigarette.
Exactly. And then people, you can't leave the room without an excuse if it's cold. They're like, why is he standing outside?
One time someone asked me, you smoke? I was like, no, I just hate this conversation.
Yeah. Well, it's smoking.
I don't want to be here.
I always get the Marlboro Lights, too, which are like, they barely do anything. It's like you barely feel it.
What are they supposed to do? I don't understand tobacco. I don't get it. Like, it's a buzz, but compare the buzz to something. Like, what's it comparable to? I understand there's a buzz. It gives you, like, a certain form of a high, but, like, what is it? Compare it to something else.
Man, I... I don't know. I mean, literally, just, like, makes you feel bad for 5 minutes, which is, like, better than feeling anything at all, I guess. I've literally never thought about what do cigarettes do.
What do they do?
I get nothing. Well, I guess if you're, like, super addicted, it probably brings you back to your, like, base level. But if you smoke like I do, it just makes you feel like shit.
I had a girl in Chicago suck me off. And in the middle of sucking me off, she said, "Excuse, I need a second." And then she went outside and smoked a cigarette and then came back and finished me off.
Okay, see, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. That rips. You know what she needed? She needed a minute to leave the room.
I got ridges on my dick. What's happening?
She goes, "I'm about to finish him off. Why don't I leave the room?"
Babe, what was your excuse? He's gonna finish.
No, see, if she had been like, "Hey, I got to go outside for about 2 minutes," you would have been like, "Excuse me?"
No, actually, that's what she did. She did do that. She was like, she didn't say, "I'm gonna have a cigarette," but like, this is my old place, on Briar.
I remember Briar.
Yeah, so like,
loved that place.
I love that fucking apartment.
Shout out to that place.
We should have lived there together. We should have got. No,
we should not.
We should have lived together. Had one, I can't, bedroom, live on cuddle.
I can't live high up.
It was the third floor.
It's too high.
Shut up.
Yeah. I lived on the third floor one time. I'll never do it again.
What was wrong with it?
I just don't like it.
Okay, but what happened? Something bad had to happen.
Well, I lit the porch on fire.
Yeah, talk about that. You're going to have to go into that a little bit.
Oh, more. And so I came back from work one time. Well, I'm going to seem like a real just addict here. I came back from work one time and I hadn't slept all night. And I was smoking a cigarette on my back porch. And, you know, we were like degenerates. And we had a giant trash can on our back porch. And it was filled with cans because, like, you drink, you just, it's like a recycling bin on the back porch. So I'm smoking and I'm exhausted. And I take a couple of drags. I don't even finish the cig. And then I just toss it in the trash can. I'm like, there's cans in it. Doesn't fucking matter, you know? And I go to sleep. And I wake up like 2.5 hours later. And I'm like, you know, I'm like sitting in the kitchen or whatever, just like kind of groggy. And my neighbor knocks on the door. And he's like, "Hey, man. So you're trash can lit on fire and the whole deck caught on fire." And I look out the window of my kitchen to the deck, and the trash can that was like about yay tall has melted down to a flat disc. And I swear to God, Blair, half the porch is charred black. And he goes, my neighbor goes, "Yeah, man, I had to get a bunch of gallons of water and dump it on your porch."
He didn't even call the fire department.
You know what I did? I went, "Oh, I don't know how that happened. I was sleeping." I just lied right to this guy. Doug, for 8 months of living at this place, I had a black porch.
It was your fault.
My roommate, Pat, he goes, "Yeah, man, the porch caught on fire." And I was like, "Oh, I mean, must have been a squirrel."
Can you just see, like, your guy just, like, filling up like a milk jug?
He's just waiting. The porch is up in flames.
He's just like.
Well, so then when I moved out, you know, you can't hide. I can't build a new porch or whatever. I never told the landlord or whatever.
It's like that. Yo, all the time.
Whoa, whoops.
What's wrong? I don't know. What's wrong with it?
So when I moved out, he charged me like, you know, $700. And all it said on the invoice was porch. I was like, well, I guess he found it.
Did you tell your roommates that you fucking lit it on fire?
I think I lied to them at first because I was so embarrassed. And then eventually I came clean and I was like, that, you know, I mean, how else? I'm the only one in the apartment that smokes, you know.
How old were you?
Oh, this was like a year ago. How old was it? Current.
What place was this at?
This is when I lived on, what was the street? It was on off of Damon in that, the one in the apartment you had to sleep in, that disgusting apartment.
Oh, God, That's all time. Some of the worst.
One of the worst apartments I've ever lived in.
Yeah, I mean,
I tried to burn it down. It was so bad.
It would have been an improvement. It was, I mean, the guy lived on. He had a mattress on the floor, but it was. It's not a mattress. It was like chicken wire.
Yeah, it was a cage covered in cloth.
Hey, but I slept. But you know what? My current state that I was in at that moment, couldn't have slept better.
I mean, I did you a solid.
Give you three nights.
I had an air conditioner in the room. At that point in my life, that's like peak luxury.
The window was so low to the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
That the mattress was also on the floor, and it just hit perfect. I slept great.
I used to bring girls there, and they would, when they got to pretend that they're not, like, upset.
Well, you have my all-time favorite bring a girl home story. I think you did it on the pod. You had a blanket in an attic.
Yeah.
And the girl made up a, like, oh, I got
to. I lived at the top of an attic, and she walked up four flights of stairs. So, you know, it took us 10 minutes to get there. It was literally like a fifth floor walk up into an attic.
She's out of breath.
Yeah, and she's literally, I mean, and I open it up and there's just covers on the ground. There's no mattress. And she goes, oh, my friend is calling. I'll be right back.
No phone.
And never saw her again. And I knew. I was like, all right, have a nice night.
What do you think you could have got away with? Like, what do you think you could have had on that floor and she wouldn't have left?
A mattress?
No. Go lower. Like, sleeping bag. Does she stay a sleeping bag?
No, that's even worse almost.
Air mat? It's not worse than an air. Oh, come on.
An air mattress is tough. You ever fuck on an air mattress?
Buddy, you're looking at it.
Buddy. The viewers can't tell there's a giant air mattress behind the camera.
Buddy, I mean, the beauty of this is that they don't know what's happening behind the scenes.
I mean, I've slept on so many air mattresses, it's fucking depressing.
I used to live with a guy in college, and he was a walk-on football player, but he was just a specimen. His name was... This dude was a fucking monster.
That's a great name.
Great name. This dude, and he was athletic as shit. He was a good basketball player, but then he was built like a football player.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have the frame to play basketball. We didn't have the skill to play football. And he needed a place to stay. And I was getting ready. One of our roommates at the time left a different school. We needed to fill this room. So he was walking on the team. We're like, you know, we need a roommate. Come stay with us. That's totally fine. And he was a nice guy. Quiet. Like, really, what you want in a roommate? You want to be quiet, not do his, nothing crazy. He cooked some weird shit every now and then, but that was it. He had an air mattress, a small, like, you know, smaller than that.
Yeah.
Like almost like a single air mattress.
Yeah, yeah. The worst kind.
The worst kind.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would bring these girls over. And he brought a girl over. It was the first girl I ever saw that had a pierced nose and her ear and then a chain that connected the two.
Oh, that's a dog.
Looking like Xerxes.
Oh, I forgot about Xerxes.
I will crush Sparta.
Why do girls do that?
I don't know. I loved it.
I mean, you know what? Hey,
the girl was kind of hot.
Yeah, crush the patriarchy. Shit. More power to you.
COVID.
Yeah. Blair's COVID.
Blair, again.
Again.
COVID, who knew?
Nothing wrong
with
it.
You get it twice in 2 weeks. You guys know that?
It's fake virus.
It's kind of like herpes. You can get it twice in the right spot. Yeah. So.
I was like, can you get herpes? Oh, wait.
Top, bottom,
right,
upstairs, downstairs. And that's two floor disease.
Yeah, right. I'll burn the deck down while I'm at it.
But this dude, he would bring these girls home, and I mean, if there was ever just a clinical definition of gorilla fucking, this dude would lay pipe like it was on display. Like, it was lit. There was a whole crew there. It wasn't sexual. It was like, hey, this guy's going to work.
He's clocking in.
Got a hard hat. He's got his steel-toed boots on, and he's going to fucking jack. And this guy, when you fuck on an air mattress, you're just fucking the wall.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it's not going to be...
It's not going to be an air mattress.
It can't handle that kind of force.
And this guy, because at some point, I think there is a rhythm when you fuck. Because, like, you build up to it.
Right, right. This guy knows what he's doing.
That's what it is. At some point,
10 minutes, now, no longer.
Now maybe you can extend the middle part. You can extend that for as long as you can. This dude, his beginning silent. His middle part, dude, it was like he was going for a run and he was never gonna stop. It's like, how far is that?
A strong middle.
How far is that coast? All right, I'm running through Wichita today. This guy just went. And it was to the point where, like, you almost forget that he's doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're surprised. And then he's doing it for so long that you're like, why is it so loud? Oh, it's quiet now. He stopped.
Right,
like,
right.
He would do it for 30 minutes.
30 minutes on an air mattress?
On an air, and to the point where he would do it, she would leave. I'd go up because I had to get to my room. To go to my room, I had to go by his room.
Whoa.
So it was like a hallway. So I go up the stairs, and then my room's here. His room is there. So I have to go by. Girl leaves. I go to my room. The door's open, and the air mattress just completely deflated. Like, completely flat. It was like a blanket. He fucked it to the floor. That's why it was so loud at the end.
I was going to say, that's why he's got a strong middle.
He was literally just fucking this girl on the floor with a thin tarp between him and the carpet.
It's all about the strong middle.
Listen, shout out. That guy could fuck.
I hope he watches this. He's going to be like, I did. I do have a strong middle.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, 30 minutes of sex is too much.
COVID, yeah.
I'm not having more than 10, and if I'm having 15, it's because I didn't mean to. You know what I mean? I don't have that kind of shit in me.
I fuck like I'm trying to prove something. I'm like Adam Sandler in
You're auditioning
The Longest Yard when he's trying to get the black guys on his team. It's like, you're gonna beat the shit out of me, but I'm not gonna quit.
Well, those guys that prove, that have something to prove, are probably the best in bed.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to make people, like, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to make her forget about her exes.
Yeah.
And that's a toxic way to fuck somebody. It's not a good way.
Well, they say that people who are best at sex are people who are like dumb and selfish.
Who says this?
Because they say that, I mean, I don't know who.
Who's that?
Probably like Jordan Peterson or somebody. I'm trying to, that's my Jordan Peterson impression. Oh, you gotta, can't last too long. I saw some way where they said that people who are best at sex are dumb and selfish because they don't have to think about if they're doing a good job. They're just in there doing, they're going to work like Ali.
Well, you're thinking, you know? Muhammad. Yeah. Muhammad. You're thinking, yeah, maybe that works to get your dick hard, because the worst part about not being able to get your dick hard, as you can attest to,
I was about to say live,
it's just not getting hard.
Speaking.
Oh, dude. And it's like, the times where that's happened to me, it's like, the girl is just too hot.
Yeah, that's my whole life.
And I'm just like, put me in the game and I can play at a high level. I can play at a high level. Just put me in.
I got the jersey. You know I'm capable.
I got the jersey. Put me on the team. Come on.
I got the jersey.
Come on, Linden Track 2009.
Pretty unbelievable.
But yeah, but then it's like, I just need to see it. I gotta see it get hard, and I'm back. It's like, come on, dude, I got so drunk the other night. It's like 2 weeks ago. I got so drunk the other night that I got so drunk the other night that I couldn't get my dick hard in a threesome.
Lord, that's my whole life right there.
And it was like I came to play. But I got a little bit too shitty, but I was so locked into what was happening. I was like, I'm still, hey, you know what? I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm Isaiah Thomas with the rolled ankle.
What are you doing? Are you getting jitters? And you're like, man, this is going to be, and then you get.
No, I mean, it was literally just, at one point I was like, oh, it's got to be the booze.
Yeah.
Because I was so locked into
what was
happening.
That's why you drink, so you have something to blame it on. That's what I do.
Yeah, where do you think I got it from?
Well, the booze again.
Yeah, right.
Oh, jeez. What a problem.
But it was the three shots at the end of the night.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It was drinking for 4 hours and then topping off the night with more booze.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And then we went, but I was still so into it. I was like, hey, you know what, guys? I want you to know I'm rooting for you. So
I'll be here in my jersey,
still in there.
I got my pads, I'm ready to go. You guys take your time.
Who needs their ass eaten? Daddy's here. And it's so funny when there's two girls, all they want is a hard dick, and I'm like, I can't give it to
I
you.
I can't. That's why you gotta keep like a dildo in the bed.
Oh, one was present.
Listen, and there's always one present if you don't know it.
There's one in the other room. Use it later.
Absolutely.
But I was so into it, I could still find. I have to cut this out because Bonnie listens to this. But
yeah, I was about to say, if my mother's listening, none of this is real.
Yeah, I can.
It's all a joke. We're kidding.
Yeah, I came in my girl's mouth with a half-hard dick. I was so turned on.
Oh, I've done that so many times.
It's the best. And you also, you're kind of like, when it's over, you're like, I mean, I kind of got mine.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
You really had to work for that one.
I was like, hey, ladies, I know you get what you wanted. But I got what I wanted.
But I got my jersey on and I played the game.
Letterman.
Yeah, give me the Letterman.
Give me the letter, baby.
I've been thinking about getting this CBD cream for sex and rubbing it on my dick just to calm my old... Sex makes me just so nervous sometimes, you know? I don't know why, because I've been, you know, I've been sexually active for a minute now.
It's like the ultimate resume.
It really is. It's like, do I like this person? Let's really find out.
Well, I mean,
it feels like there's so much riding on it.
It is, because, I mean, what's that fucking lame ass shit people will say? Sex is not the most important part of it. It's the most important right. thing, because you can deal with everything else. You can deal with somebody who's kind of like, you don't always mesh. You'll stay in a shitty relationship if the sex is good.
Yeah.
If the sex is awful and they're cool, you're kind of like,
it is what it is.
Guess we're going to get Denny's again.
Well, see, my hope is that eventually I won't care about it anymore, and I'll move on from sex as a thing I need. You know what I mean?
You're looking forward to low T.
Yeah, I need this, like, this part of me to be over with. I'm sick of it.
Oh.
But it controls my life, you know?
Buddy, it couldn't be more of a who I am.
Brother, I know.
It's such an issue. It's such an issue.
Well, see, we're very different sides of the spectrum. You're just like the horniest man on the planet. And yeah. I'm just like, I'm horny, but, you know, who is?
But I'm concentrated forms of horny. Like, I can turn it off if I, like I can.
Can you?
I'm the horny right now.
Oh, that's a bold-faced lie. This guy's been talking about pussy for 20 minutes. Blair just talked about pussy for 20 minutes and said, I'm not horny at all.
Can you see my dick? Is it hard? Give me this. Come here. I love this sweater.
Okay, we'll hear.
Yeah, shed like a dog now.
You kind of dress like the gay dude in Schitt's Creek.
I've never seen it, but
Eugene Levy's son. He's a hot guy.
I dress like I'm trying to be gay.
He's kind of got booze face, though. I don't think he drinks that much, but he's got the wide head. The head's getting bigger.
Oh, Eugene Levy's son? He might just be born that way.
No, in the early seasons, wasn't like that.
Ooh.
He's just getting fat.
Maybe he's got like some sort of head cancer.
I want to go dark.
Oh, sorry. We also have a friend with head cancer. We shouldn't. Cut that out as well. Christ, life is hell, huh?
Yeah, no, pussy runs my fucking life, but...
Amen, brother.
It's... Yeah. I mean, I think, like, you're walking around awesome with me. You see these women out on the street.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's so... Like, even if you want it to not be on your mind, it's in your face constantly.
Well, we've also been locked down too. It's like, my God, I'm but a human, you know.
Yeah, you gotta fucking put a, you know, a little cone around your neck, dude.
Yeah,
it's wild out here.
Now this summer, I think, is gonna be a real like summer of love in the 60s.
I think this summer
I have a girlfriend. I won't be taking part, but
yeah, he does. We'll see.
Loyal.
Yeah, put a thumb up.
Cut that out too.
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts, and I'm really here for it. I think I'm gonna do a lot of drugs this summer.
Yeah, this summer is gonna be. This is one for the books. I can feel it.
I'll be 30 in May.
This is
which,
it.
Which is like, this might be the last ride. Although I can also see myself be the kind of guy who gets in a relationship for 3 years, gets single at 35, and then just has and does terrible things to people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're all gonna do that.
Yeah.
Everybody needs that like 27 to 34 year relationship where you're those ages, and then you kind of ruin your whole life from like 35 to 44.
Yeah, trying to fuck 23-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, I still got it. And they're like, eh, yeah.
But the problem is we get hotter to them. Like, as our sex drive starts, not mine, but yours, as the sex drive starts to dip, women become, they want to fuck us now. If you have a 401k or retirement account, a car, they're like, oh my God, he's just like...
Now, see, I disagree.
He has a direction. No.
I disagree with this.
About what?
I think this myth of women loving older men and men getting hotter is kind of a lie.
Hold on. Physically, we don't... We get in this... The pocket, if you will.
The pocket.
We get in the pocket where you figure out what you can and can't do anymore. You can't eat fast food every day. You can't drink every day. You need to work out for your sanity. So right. You're getting healthier. You're getting more responsible. You're saying no to dumb shit. And women say yes to everything. Women say yes to women in their 20s.
Allegedly.
Women say yes.
Allegedly.
Women say yes.
That's
going
to come back to haunt Blair in about 5 years. Know that.
No one's listening to the fucking this. It's like when D'Elia got caught up and they fucking and Theo Vaughn was on his podcast making jokes about Chris Lee liking young chicks and
yeah,
like
yeah.
Clipped that and they're like you think he was really being serious about
well
that?
Then he played a pedophile too. It's like it was kind of in the cards for this guy.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be fine.
I hope. Oh, well, I don't know if I hope so. I don't really care, to be honest.
Yeah,
but.
He's a rich guy.
Yeah,
I don't care about rich guy.
When rich people fuck up, I'm like, good. I'm like, you deserve to
be welcome back.
Yeah, come back to come back to the burned up porch and live a bad life a little.
Do you want a cigarette? Because I got 14.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you leave the room for a bit? That's what that was. That was that Chris D'Elia getting, you know, being a pedophile was him having to leave the room for a little. That's his cigarette.
Hey, go stand outside.
Yeah, come back in about a decade when we've forgotten.
It's cold out there. We know.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to be out there for a while.
He's lighting the porch on fire himself and jumps in the garbage can. This is what I'm at.
Yeah. Everyone's a pedophile now.
I mean, yeah. I mean, have you seen the 16-year-old? Fucking prom.
I mean, it's like, I can't tell if everyone's been a pedophile all along or if, like, social media is just exposing pedophiles. It seems like every famous person in Hollywood. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein, these people are fucking kids left and right.
Yeah, don't go down that hole.
Why not? I want to talk more about Jeffrey Epstein. I'm sick of no one talking about it. The whole damn world. Blair, come back. This guy was raping kids and nobody wants to talk about it. I'm going to break the case wide open. I'm pissed off. Anyways. Can we really not talk about Jeffrey Epstein? I want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein.
Do you want to go? Yeah, go.
I just can't believe that this guy was raping kids on an island.
He wasn't raping kids.
Was he not? Mm. Allegedly. Allegedly raping kids.
I don't think if I had, because I watched the doc.
Oh, I've seen every doc.
You watched the doc, right?
Oh, have I seen the doc?
And I've heard some people talk about it. I've heard, I mean, Tim Dillon, put him aside. Like, those guys like that like, are just, they've done so much research, and now they're kind of making a narrative that's, like, fun and funny.
Yeah.
I think what probably actually happened was he had a bunch of women that were, like, 17.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
I'm gonna say let's assume it's not children. First of all, let's hope it's not children.
I bet it was 12-year-olds. I think it was 12-year-olds. No. I think these people are fucking maniacs.
No, I don't think it was that. I think that's one end. I think that was like the extreme version is they had fucking 10-year-olds they were fucking, and it's literally like these evil billionaires are going there because they love fucking kids. Yeah. Okay, that's the one. That's the QAnon end. All right, that's that side.
Then count me in that end, brother.
Hey, where's
Trump 2024? Epstein's a pedophile and they were fucking kids.
And he's not even dead. I think
this is going to be a hell of an app.
It's all power, right? It's all, how can you get it's all leverage. How can I get leverage on someone who has billions of dollars, has political power, right? What you do is you film them doing something that they don't want to be seen. Now, those guys of power that have clout, that have literally like billions of dollars, they are so good at not getting caught up doing stuff. They have a team of people that are working around the clock to do damage control or to make sure they know the pitfalls that could be happening when a trap is trying to be sprung on them. So you have a guy like Epstein, who is now his entire existence is geared towards breaking in through those people, to those people, getting them caught up doing stuff. So what do? You have not. That's step one. Get an island.
Get an island. And boy, did he get an island.
Got an island, right?
God
and then
damn.
And then you have other reputable sources, right? Because he has there's a Les Wexner thing. We got the house. He has clout. He has all his money. He has all these people. He's hanging out with fucking Trump. He's doing the whole thing, right?
Yeah. My president.
He gets one. Forever and always.
Our president.
Forever and always. I mean, we're in Texas. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's still the president here. I don't know what we're talking about.
He's a president in my heart and in Texas.
and where are we and who are you?
I'm in my heart and I'm in the greatest town in the world.
So what he does is, this is my theory, and is he has this island and he's got women there. And some of the women are of age. Hot women in the whole world. You find hot women, beautiful women.
Right.
They bring him there, and then you bring a guy there to be like, hey, man, this guy, he's a pussy hound. He's going to have a good weekend. And he goes there, and then he reports to his guys. He's like, guys, I just went there, and the women are fucking perfect. And you got some guys that are like, maybe they're pedophiles. Let's assume it's not them trying to fuck children. Let's assume it's just horny men of power that want to cheat on their wife with hot women.
Right.
And you know there's a guy that you've been told by a guy you trust that now that guy trusts by extension, you're going to go hang on this island and party, go to fuck island, do the whole thing. You go.
That's
there.
What it should have been called.
It was called
Saint. It should have been called Fuck Island.
It's what it
is. This guy missed a great opportunity.
It's Fuck Island. Anyway. Yeah, a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
So they
That's
go
what
there.
Mine would be called.
They go there. They party. They fuck. It's insane. And all women are hot. And it's great. And the guys leave. And it's over. behind the scenes, Epstein has these women that are 16, 17 that they fake documents. Because I guarantee you those dudes that are going there are vetting the women. Like, give me the fucking papers, dude. I'm not an idiot. No cameras, right? No pay. Give me the papers. Great. Check the Carfax, dude. She's fucking 19. This is perfect. What Epstein does is he has all the whole place wired, sound, video, everything. And he's got all these guys coming to fuck women. And they think the women are at least 18. Still a grimy old man fucking an 18-year-old. Still disgusting. Right, not right. A big fan. But they think they're legally fucking them. And then he goes, oh, by the way, remember how you came to my island and you were being a little dirt dog and you're cheating on your wife, fucking all these little whores that you thought were 19? And they're actually 15. And here's the fucking, here is the documents to prove they're 15.
Right.
And the second that you try and step out of line of what my people are trying to do, got the footage.
Right.
And you're in trouble. So they're still fucking 17, 16-year-olds, which is illegal and horrible.
But
I don't think they're actually fucking children. Like, I'm talking like prepubescent children.
Okay, now let me say this. So yes, that's probably happening.
That's what I think happened.
My rebuttal to that would be that also they're probably all pedophiles.
But yeah, but you're defining it differently though. Pedophiles prepubescent.
Here's my thing. They say like 10% of the population are pedophiles. Okay.
Where are these numbers coming from?
You want to know? You want to know? I'll tell you right now. I saw an interview with a guy who was the head of child pornography in New Jersey, and they did an interview with him, and they asked him. They said, if you arrested every person on the internet who has been in possession of child pornography, how many people would it be? And he goes, it would be 10% of the population of New Jersey. Which is New Jersey. I'm sure there's a lot more pedophiles in New Jersey, but that's 10%. I think if you're a billionaire and you have all this power and like these insane desires, I think it probably comes from a place of like you also are fucked up in a way. And at least 10% of these guys are billionaires. And if you're a billionaire, you're not scooping kids off the street. You're getting them the good way.
Did you ever see?
Sorry, I keep. I gotta stop talking about Epstein.
Yeah, if I had laughed at that, you would not be apologizing.
Right. Right.
I thought it was good.
Thank you.
But you can't. I can't let you kill the whole show.
Right. I just can't get it out of my head.
And did you ever see True Detective season 2?
No. I saw the first one.
It was terrible. It's really, really bad. But
I did with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. But you know when they go to like, there's that mansion and all the fucking old guys are fucking these.
Yeah, they're having the party.
Yeah.
Rachel McAdams there. Top 5.
And they spray Molly into their face, which, yeah. By the way, can I get some of that? Yeah. Hey, you want to spray? You want liquid Molly?
I don't want to fuck any kids. Just spray the Molly right in my face.
I'll walk through the rest of the house. Shove dicks, shove more Molly, whatever you want, whatever
just
you got.
Just keep spraying
me. Just keep spraying me. Put it in my eyes. I don't care. Fuck me. It's fine.
I forgot about that. Can you do that? We should start spraying Molly.
Fucking mouse? Yeah, you can do that.
Well, I mean, obviously you could do that.
Hold on.
I mean, but can you do Molly? We should get a Molly spray. That'd be incredible.
I mean, I'm sure you just get like a high concentration of Molly and you just put it in water, shake it up, boil it, and then keep it. Then it's all diluted. Then you just have a high concentration of it.
Well, we'll be doing that this afternoon.
I mean, it is Texas. We can get, hey, the rules don't apply.
The Molly capital of the world.
I mean,
Austin.
Yeah, this is some fucking fire. Anyway, he goes to that house, right? She goes to the house, they're an influence. All those old guys are fucking these young chicks. And one of the guys, I want to say one of the guys was like, looking at me, like, she's too old. She's too old looking. Like, these guys like young girls.
Yeah.
But they like young girls that are legal to have sex with.
Right.
So that is what Fuck Island was. It was guys that want to fuck 18-year-olds that are actually fucking 16-year-olds, but they were told they were 18-year-olds.
I just doubt it.
What do you mean? You think the other version is more like all these... The most famous men in the world politically are going and fucking children.
I think it's not children. I think they consider themselves above the law. And so if they're attracted to a 15-year-old, they don't care. They're like, I'm Bill Clinton. I can fuck anyone I want. I don't care about age.
But they're just
so happen to be attracted to young teens.
Okay, but what about the whole, like, Fuck Island was literally just to get dirt on people.
That's like, definitely true.
That's what I'm saying. It's like Bill Clinton.
That was a Mossad operation.
They got caught up at Fuck Island, and Epstein was the guy who caught them caught up.
Yeah.
And if you're going there to fuck kids, you kind of got to know it's like, this could be bad for me.
Right. Okay, whereas that's fair.
Whereas I think Clinton went there a bunch to fuck.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, they were like, hey, they're kids.
Yeah.
And I got you. And there's a portrait of you in my house.
Yeah, and in a dress, I've seen it.
Oh my God! By the way,
the Clintons are just these people are
by the way,
scum,
dude. If you have a portrait of me in a dress, I'm flattered.
Yeah, literally. What are
you? That's amazing.
That means you caught me at night. I do that in my room alone.
Oh my God, how did you see that picture? I said I'm doing a fucking shirt.
That's funny, I have that same dress.
It's a hard copy. Where'd you get that?
Well, painted. I don't remember being painted, but okay.
You got a picture. What about the pictures?
I find it fucking fascinating that the Clintons are such evil monsters and they're still involved in, you know, the whole world knows they're evil monsters and they still make political policy.
It's like the weather. You can't fix it, so you just deal with it.
Right. It's
you
like, hey.
No way. What are you going to do?
72 out, the Clintons are having sex with children. And the lottery's $100 million.
Dude,
it is what it is.
They killed Epstein, and we're like, I'm going to be on TikTok for a while.
Yeah.
They murdered it. The
TikTok was right after Epstein. That was like probably like a make them forget.
Smoke and mirrors, dude.
God, this country is a nightmare. Anyways, yeah, I mean, back to talking about pussy.
Yeah, back to my pussy.
I didn't mean to derail the whole pod here.
Yeah, we lost everybody.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I think people find this fascinating. I'm convinced.
Yeah. It is. Like, I love a conspiracy theory. No, I mean, I'll go 50 rounds on.
Oh, me too.
Pick one. Like, my favorite one ever is, I think we've had this talk on the podcast before, but the Kurt Cobain didn't kill himself conspiracy is my favorite one.
Yeah, that one I used to believe, but not so much anymore.
Why not?
I just don't think she's that smart. Anna Nicole.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney Love.
Courtney Love, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, both. I mean, put them both together.
I was about to say, same woman. Same woman, different murder.
When fucking Anna Nicole Smith, when she died, they did an autopsy on her because she OD'd.
Yeah.
And, like, the autopsy report got leaked. And one of the things the coroner said?
Yeah.
Was she had a remarkable anus that measured 2 inches in diameter after the fact. Which means her asshole was like walking around like this.
Dude, think about it. You can live an entire life, make all kinds of money, do all kinds of things, and then you die and they go, huge asshole.
And they don't mean your personality.
Yeah, they're talking. God, they're going to find me dead and go, well, the coroner's going to be like, he had a nice soft cock. All the comedy I've done, it'll all be forgotten.
What a terrible thing to do is like you is recency bias.
Yeah.
But then I think enough distance happens, like eventually people will be like, you know, like Michael Jackson. Like,
yeah.
People are already kind of back on it.
Oh, let me tell you right now, I'm so on the Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson.
Oh,
whatever.
No, baby.
Whatever. They're all pedophiles. Pick one,
but
you know.
Daddy never left.
And I've been listening to R. Kelly the whole time
Art, dude.
I love R. Kelly's music, and that's just what it is.
Here's the thing. Here's what it is. You can't cancel black people.
No. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You can't cancel black
people. Not in this country. Not on my watch.
You can try. You can try.
You can if it's another black person canceling it. But if it's like white women going, ugh, get out, you know.
Everyone's like, this again?
Yeah.
Y'all doing this again?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. We got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
That R. Kelly interview where he's going, I'm dying out here. It's one of the greatest moments of my entire life.
These people, something about somebody taking something seriously is infinitely funny.
Yeah.
When someone's having like a breakdown.
Yeah.
And in the moment, it's like sad. But at the same time, it's like this person thinks they're winning people over.
Yeah.
Like the Charlie Sheen interview, the Tiger Blood. Like he thought he was winning people back over.
He kind of did, honestly.
He's got fucking HIV now.
Yeah.
But although, I mean, if you can pick, you live the Charlie Sheen life and now you're 68-year-old Charlie Sheen HIV.
With no teeth.
But you got like $100 million in the bank.
Give me that life.
Yeah, life.
Give me the AIDS. I mean, Christ, my life couldn't get much worse. Might as well give me AIDS and $100 million. My God.
I watched this interview. I think it wasn't Herschel Walker. It was some old Cowboys running back from like the 80s or 90s. I don't forget who his name was. Tony Dorsett.
Ooh, I love Tony Dorsett.
And they did like an interview with him on some daytime, you know, sports radio shit, right? It was like, you know, First Take or whatever the fuck it was. And they're talking to him about, you know, he's kind of fucked up now. Like he's got a little bit of the shaky hands. He doesn't talk that well. He's got the slurred speech. He's got CTE up his ass.
I was about to say, I wonder what that's from.
Yeah, exactly. And they ask him like, what was a night out with you like after a win? Which is a great question.
That is a great question.
He can't really answer, but he's got to answer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 20%.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he was trying to be diplomatic, and he goes, well, I go I go to the club alone. And then I leave, not alone. And they're like, what do you mean? Well, there's one of me when I walk in. And then I leave, there's still one of me, but there's 20 other people.
Let's go, Tony.
And so then but then they shifted the question to like talking about like CTE and stuff. Like it was fun, and they're talking about CTE, and he clearly has it. It's like, what do you mean about amputees, guy that cut his arm off? You know, all these amputees out there. It's like, what do you mean? Like asking a homeless guy about a fucking vagrancy. It's like, yeah. Okay, what kind of question is this?
Right.
And then, you know, he's like talking about the struggles that he's had, you know, and like remembering and talking and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And he's doing the whole thing. And then they go like, well, would you trade the life you lived to be a totally 100% healthy person this age now? And he was like, wow, I don't know about all that.
I mean, amen.
Even that guy. It's amen. Like, why not? It's like, of course. Like, what's the name of the safety for the Bears? Conti. Remember the white safety?
Chris Conti, yeah.
Yeah, and he was the fucking
one of my least favorite football players of all
time.
Yeah,
but he was the fucking, he could play.
Yeah,
and he was the first guy to be like, oh, we know the dangers of football. I'll take the CTE to live this life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take whatever I get at the end.
Yeah.
Because that's what I signed up for.
I mean, life is so fucking hard. It's like, it's either hard now or it's hard later.
Yeah, but then it's better you just kill yourself later.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, trust me. I'm planning on it. Kidding.
That Louis C.K. I showed Alex at Louis C.K. 2017. It's like, life is hard. Yeah, you need to kill yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to fucking jury duty. You don't have to. You can kill yourself.
Kill yourself. I think about it all the time.
Yeah, you know what? You can only do it the one time.
The only thing is hurting your friends and family's feelings. But literally,
yeah,
that's the only thing.
Yeah, you got debt.
Sometimes you just got to get the hell out of here.
I mean, the bummer thing, like this football and suicide, the Aaron Hernandez thing.
Yeah,
like, he killed himself, and I read that the reason he did that was to protect all his money for his family. So in Massachusetts, there is a state law that says if you die, all of your, like, they can no longer come after you. So all your assets, they can't come after you in civil court, can't come after you in legal, it can't come after you at all.
Oh, okay.
So all the money that he had, all his signing bonuses, $20 million that he had, if he dies, they can't come and take that money.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Now the criminal charges are over, it's done. And that's they said that was the reason that they think he committed suicide.
That's kind of brilliant.
Kind of brilliant, right? Kind of a sweet story to a guy who killed four people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Nice guy.
Nice guy. Hot wife.
Yeah, hot wife. Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Couple issues.
Very shooty.
Had a problem with the shooting.
He always held it this way and said, you're going to die now. Yeah.
Now, there's a life I wouldn't want. Aaron Hernandez, closeted homosexual, second string tight end. You don't even start. You're playing with Rob Gronkowski. God, that seems awful. But, you know, to each their own.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, play tight end.
But then what fucked up about that is that that happened, and then they changed the state legislature and they took his money.
Oh.
They changed it. Now they're still coming after the money.
Oh, wow. That's fucked up.
The family of the. Well, what's fucked up is.
Well, actually, you know what? Yeah. Give that family the money. That's fair.
What's wild is I'm pretty sure it was his brother-in-law, Odin Lloyd's brother-in-law. So his girl's sister's husband was the guy he killed.
And Odin Lloyd.
Yeah, but isn't Odin Lloyd the sister or the brother-in-law?
I don't know.
I thought it was the same guy. Anyway.
He killed a lot of people. I know
like
that.
Four people.
Yeah, yeah.
He shot a guy in the fucking face.
On a golf course of all places. Like, geez,
I
people.
Mean, sometimes you got to shoot people on golf courses, man. It's like, hey, man, how many mulligans do you get?
Par five. Hit made par.
It's a par three. You don't get five shots on a par three.
Yeah, if you kill someone on a golf course, you better have a great line afterwards. Like, you know, in like CSI Miami when they take their shades off. He's like, I guess you could say I hit the green. Or whatever the fuck.
Yes, you could say I just depped it in.
Well, nothing but respect.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I saw this thing about the guy. You watched the Jordan doc or the Bulls doc?
Yeah, yeah, that was the Jordan doc.
I call it Jordan
doc. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
the Bulls
that
doc.
Ain't
there
a
was
Bulls
an episode suck. About Dez Robin. Okay.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen, he signed a bad contract. Ugh.
Yeah, it was a 30-minute episode for the other guys.
Yeah, shut up, Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
You fucking white bitch.
Love Steve Kerr. Now that's an all-time white.
Nah,
top five white.
Top. Not even a top 10 white.
Oh, he's top 10.
There's 10 white football players that take over him.
How many more white people have more rings than him?
Are you talking about accomplishment-wise? Or your personal favorite white guys in sports?
I'm talking accomplishment-wise.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like other white guys that I like. I put way above him and guys that I want to...
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Curry's an asshole.
My top five whites?
Top five whites?
You want to go first or I'll go first?
In sports?
Overall.
Overall?
Yeah.
You got to go first.
Okay, Donald Trump, and Donald fucking Trump.
Trump Jr. in the lead.
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump, and Donald Trump Jr.
And my dog, Donald Trump.
Yeah, and then, you know, six would be Donnie Jr. Jr. or whatever. Is the
you bear. Know he's going to run again. He's going to run in 2024.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And you know what? You know what I hope he does? You know what I hope he fucking does? I hope he just goes to Mar-a-Lago, wherever the fuck he's going, and hope we don't see him for like 3 years. And he comes back, and he's been getting stem cells shot in his brain. And he looks young and vibrant. He's kind of muscly a little bit. It was kind of like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And then he just rolls up to, hey, guess what? And he's just, and then he fucking runs, and he wins by like landslide.
Oh, he will.
And then the country burns, but not here.
not in my country.
Not in Texas.
Now, why would he? He should have gone on Joe Rogan. I guess Joe probably wouldn't have him on. Tell him to come on here. Come on the Run It Back Pod. We'll fucking.
It'd be a good get.
Get this guy 100 votes.
That'd be a good get.
You need every vote counts.
Hey, Donnie T, I'm getting like 40 views every episode.
Donnie would be in here like, oh, I love pussy.
Hey, you know what you do with pussy?
Oh,
you know what you do with pussy? You fucking get in the pussy and you own it. I own pussy. Look at me. I own hotels. I own people. You know I own pussy.
Oh, it's a fire impression. Look at the kid. That was fire.
That's the one I do. It's that and the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Do the Arnold.
It's Arnold, but only one moment in time, and it's only in Predator.
What
it's
the one
that everybody does. And they always do... Like the get to the chop. They do that one. Get to the chopper. Yeah. I think it's the one he does right after he says get to the chopper. Where he just goes, ugh. That's all he does. It's get to the chopper. Get to the chopper. He's trying to say now, but he goes, now. Then I can't. Everyone does get to the chopper. Do now.
One of the greatest lives of all time, Arnold. I mean, that guy was, unbelievable.
And the guy fucked the housekeeper, had a kid, and the kid... And you know what's funny is he had like kids with that Shriver bitch.
Yeah.
And the kids were like fucking little.
Wait, who's Shriver?
Maria Shriver.
Oh, Maria Shriver. Yeah. I thought that was the girl who was like a vegetable. Wasn't that the girl who was a vegetable? And she was like on like life support for like a decade. She was a carrot.
Christopher Reeves?
No. Maybe it was Christopher Reeves.
Who are they? Maria Shriver, Christopher Reeves. Which one was a vegetable? Well, the answer is Christopher Reeves.
Right.
But he had these two kids, and his kids are like these little fucking nerdy twinks.
Yeah.
A girl and a boy. And then he had the fucking Adonis with the little Latin chick. And this kid just has his fucking chin and his quad. You seen the kid?
Oh, yeah. He is cute. I have seen them.
I follow him on Instagram. I'm pretty sure I still do. He's like, goes to Muscle Beach and he's just still jacked.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, yeah, he's not his dad, obviously. He's not doing juice, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, yo, I.
Well, if you're Schwarzenegger's kid, you have to be jacked or you're a failure from the get-go.
Well, the other one's, that's what I'm saying. The other one's a fucking failure.
Oh, that's fucked. That poor guy.
He's probably going to be in politics or some shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, man, I watched like, I was on TikTok and it took me through like, old Schwarzenegger, like him at Muscle Beach.
Yeah.
There was one where it's the gayest shit I've ever seen in my life. He goes to a prison, and this is like Arnold's not doing movies yet. He's just Mr. Olympia 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
And he goes to this prison, in the prison yard, and he just takes his shirt off. And it's all these fucking black dudes. I'm like, oh, God. Whoa.
But he's not. Why is he at prison?
He was famous. He was famous for Mr. Olympia.
Right.
And he went to a prison to speak to inmates.
Whoa.
And he went out on the yard, and they're like, this is like old school people are working out and shit. And he walks out there, and just like there's cameras all around him, and he's like walking with the inmates. They're all like really close to him. There's no protection really at all.
Yeah.
And he fucking just takes his shirt off. These fucking dudes were like, and then he starts flexing, and now they're like clapping like he's juggling. And it's like. That was a thing. Like, that was a genuine thing that people saw. We're like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, you see, like, we don't edit on movies.
Wait. I have to pee. 15
minutes in. Yo, we got a roll semi soon. What time is it? 7:11?
Oh, shit. Wait, let me. I should have worn the Run It Back shirt.
Tuck, I'm going to wrap it up real quick.
What?
I'm going to wrap it up.
Let me get in.
That's 50.
Count it.
Hey, got ya.
Count it.
All right, we're out of here.
All right. Bye.